Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Su. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. And before we get out of here and get to Steve's closing, we do want to thank our friend, our family member, Jill Scott. Yeah. Hey, Jill, for checking in with us this morning.
Is on Highway to Heaven.
Mm-hmm. That's her new Lifetime movie, Tommy, Highway to Heaven. Yeah.
Comes on Saturday, 8
November 6th.
Eastern, 7 Central.
9/8
November
Central.
6th.
9/8 Central. Mm-hmm.
That ain't what the paper said, but okay.
Why don't you all paper say the same thing?
My paper says 9/8 Central.
8/7 Central.
8/7 Central.
That's on the paper this Saturday, November 6th at 8.
9/8 Central.
7. You don't see no 9 on your damn paper.
My paper is my, it says it right here, Steve. 9/8 Central.
I got the talking points, girl, right here. Well, which right one here. Is right then? Because one of us is going to miss an hour of the movie. I said to Jill how many times, and you sat there and let me say it. Now you want to try to correct me. This is not how we're going to do this show no more.
Steve, you were
we
right.
We need a meeting.
How about that?
We need
you
a
were
meeting.
Right.
Do we have a meeting?
We have
Stay
a meeting.
Stay out of it, nephew.
We're having it now?
Yeah, on the Zoom, on the air.
Clearly.
You know how you like to have your meetings, right?
All my meetings is public. That way can't nobody say I said nothing else.
But anyway, the point is we want to thank Jill Scott. She's got a new Lifetime movie, Highway to Heaven, premiering November 6th, this Saturday, 8/7 Central, like I said.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow. Say it, you said what you said.
I said what I said.
Hey, y'all, my closing remarks I'm going to do. I did it on Instagram, and I didn't even know it. I was just talking to an audience one time, and I wanted to share it with you, and it's about disappointment. So here it is. I want to talk to you today about disappointment. Because I think that we all have to grapple with disappointment from time to time. The problem with disappointment is that disappointment also, if you don't understand it, can turn so ugly so fast. Too many people
allow disappointment to turn into resentment. So many people think that this disappointment for them symbolizes the end. When you allow for disappointment to turn into resentment, and you allow disappointment to turn into the final verdict, you're losing what disappointment actually can become for you. And I want you all to start looking at disappointment as motivation. How many times have you been faced with something that was disappointing? Let's say you go in to get a job and you're on your last interview. And I have been in this position, man. I was trying to get an insurance job one time years ago. And I went in and I had gone through about 3 or 4 interviews. I was at my final interview. And I said, man, I'm about to get this job, man. Get my little family together. I'll be all right. And got to that interview and they told me no. That disappointment for me was gut-wrenching. I actually got in my car, my little 72 Chevy, and I was driving off, man. And tears was in my eyes when I got up on the freeway and I drove back and I looked back over at that big building with that big powerful name on it. And I had gone through 4 interviews and all of a sudden I was so disappointed in not getting hired. But you know what I learned to do though? From that moment on, I turned all my disappointment into motivation. I said, okay, I use it as a challenge. Okay, I'll show you. From the time my teacher told me that you ain't gonna never be nothing, that there's no way they'll put somebody like you on TV because you have a stuttering problem and you can't even talk. But who are you who is issuing out this disappointment? Because you're not gonna make me resent you. And you're not going to cause me to think that you're denying me this opportunity or you handing me this bad news of disappointment. I'm not going to allow you to be my final verdict. You are not going to be the person who is the author of my destiny. You are not it. That belongs to God, not you. And I will not give that to anyone. So when you're facing disappointment, do not hand that disappointment over to the person who gave it to you in the form of empowerment. Do not allow them to control your destiny that causes you to go into such resentment that you become bitter, that all of a sudden now all you think about is that you don't have to do that. They are not the author of your future. That belongs to God and only God. Don't let them trip you up by tripping you out. I've had shows canceled, gigs taken. I've been fired from radio. I've been all of that. Oh, I've had some disappointing setbacks. And I just quietly say to myself, you ain't my God. You who think you have the power by telling me no, by turning me down, by refusing me, by voting against me, by telling me that I don't have what it takes. No, 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 no. It's just because you don't know. Because you don't know what God really has for me. And that ain't your fault. So why bear resentment for these people? Because they are not the author of your destiny. And don't you dare give them that. You take that disappointment and you use it as the motivation. I feel sorry for people who tell me no. Because you know what I know? I know they just don't know. And I end up somehow, through God's grace and mercy, showing them all. Keep the right attitude, y'all. God got something for you through all your disappointment.
Yeah, that's on my IG page. And I just happened to be thumbing through it last night and pulled it to play it. And I don't know where I was when I did it. Mm-hmm. It was in the background. And I got some people that work in my social media department, and they turn them into motivational videos.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? if you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.